Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. October 23rd, morning. Why go away? Do you also want to go away? John chapter 6, verse 67. Many have forsaken Christ and no longer walk with Him. If this includes you, dear reader, what reason do you have to make a change? Has there been any reason in the past? Has not Jesus proven Himself to be all-sufficient? When your soul simply trusted Jesus, were you ever confused? Have you not found the Lord to be compassionate and generous? Has not your faith in Him given you all the peace your spirit could desire? Can you dream of a better friend than Jesus? Then don't change the old and tried for the new and false. As for our present circumstances, can those justify forsaking Christ? When we are hard beset with this world or severe trials within the church, it is blessed to pillow our head on the Savior's bosom. This is the joy we have. Today we are saved in Him. And if this joy is satisfying, why would we ever think of changing? Who trades gold for dross? We will not forswear the sun until we find a better light. We will not leave our Lord until a brighter lover appears. And since this can never be, we will hold Him with a grasp immortal and bind His name as a seal on our arms. As for the future, can you imagine anything that could legitimize our mutiny, that we should go and serve under another leader? I think not. If life is long, still He never changes. If we remain poor, still Christ makes us rich. If we were sick, what more could we want than for Jesus to make our bed during our sickness? When we die, it is written, neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities nor powers, nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8, 38 and 39. Let us say with Peter, Lord, to whom shall we go? October 23rd, evening. Sleepy. Why do you sleep? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Luke chapter 22, verse 46. When is the Christian most likely to sleep? Usually it is in times of prosperity. Have you found this to be true? When you had daily troubles to take to the throne of grace, you were more wakeful than when you were on an easy road which makes travelers sleepy. Another dangerous time is when all goes well spiritually. Bunyan's Christian did not sleep when lions were in the way, or when he was wading through the river or fighting Apollyon. But after he had climbed halfway up the hill difficulty and come to a delightful garden, he sat down, and to his great sorrow and loss, he fell asleep. Enchanted ground is a place of balmy breezes, fragrant perfumes, and soft influences that lull pilgrims to sleep. Bunyan describes it like this. Then they came to an arbor, warm and promising much refreshing to the weary pilgrims. For it was finely wrought above head, beautified with greens and furnished with benches. It had also in it a soft couch where the weary might lean. The arbor was called the Slothful's Friend and was made on purpose to allure, if it might be, some of the pilgrims who take up their rest there when weary. Depend on it. In easy places we shut our eyes and wander into the dreamy land of forgetfulness to God. Old Erskine wisely remarked, I, like a roaring devil, better than a sleeping devil. There is no temptation half so dangerous as not being tempted. The distressed soul does not sleep. It is after we are peacefully confident and fully assured that we are in danger of slumbering. Take heed, joyous Christian. Material blessings are near neighbors to temptation. Be happy, but be watchful.